Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
the sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He's good to go. You tell me, T-Bone.
Who?
What do you think?
He's not already on. Is he?
According to the lines in the practice this morning, this guy's playing tonight. Chris Wagner's with us from your Boston Bruins. How you doing, Chris?
Why is Zoe so surprised?
Like the timing of it. Normally, it's like...
Surprise. He sounded disappointed.
No.
Did you hear that?
Jeez.
No, I was like, oh, I'm playing tonight. Now you're going to get anxious. Like, what are you going to eat today? What are you having for pregame meal?
I just ate it. I already had, I have a salad. It was like peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes, little ranch. Then,
sounds nice.
What else? Then I have like penne with a little meat sauce, a little Alfredo, and a piece of salmon.
Oh, it sounds nice. So that's the last thing you eat for 6 hours. Whew.
Yeah, I mean, we literally just snacked till like game time, and that's it.
You know, speaking of ranch, did you see this tweet from Jimmy Stewart, Zoe? Did you see this?
Yeah, take one of the four and you have to throw it out.
You just revealed you like ranch. You're a ranch guy. You've got to pick one of these four things that you can't ever have again.
Do away with.
Ranch is one. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is number two.
Yep.
Frank's Red Hot is three. And Heinz ketchup is four. If you had to delete one from your life, what is it?
It's ketchup.
Ketchup. Yeah.
Shocker. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
See, I said the Sweet Baby Ray's because I thought you could kind of, if you're stuck, mix all those other ones and create some sort of sauce. Like, I could never live without ketchup.
I mean, I don't know. I like mixing the Sweet Baby Ray's and like ranch. That's pretty good.
It's almost like you almost get like, what is that? Chick-fil-A type sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you were going to ask something else sports related. So why don't you do that?
Oh, what the hell was it? See, I got
something about the Bruins.
Oh yeah.
You know, the team he plays for.
So the other day, Tom Wilson, another hit, and Bruce Cassidy called it,
incidental.
Incidental, but you could see the where the elbow's heading. What'd you guys as players make of Tom Wilson's hit?
On Sean?
Yes, on Corrali, yep.
Yeah. I think Sean was kind of going down, and then he kind of, I don't know. It would have been a tough hit, like, if his elbow was up like that, but you can't really tell. He was probably kind of bracing himself, like, once he saw Sean go down. So that's like a split second thing in my eyes, and it's unfortunate that like his head hit him on like the thigh, but I didn't have that much of a problem with it.
Are the Bruins playing their best hockey of the year right now?
Yeah, I think that homestand we did for sure. I didn't think we played as good as we did last week, the other night in Buffalo. I think we're defending real well. Obviously, Tuukka made some unreal saves. I think overall we're playing our best stretch of hockey we have in a while.
You've been around Krejci for a while now. Do you can you see things sort of opening up for him now with Hall? You know, and he's talked about putting good guys around him.
Yeah, I think he's having more fun, too, with a guy like that. And Hall can carry the puck in the zone and then make plays, and Krejci can feed him, and then Smitty's been red hot too, so that line's definitely clicking right now.
We asked you last week about how you were feeling about Rask and how he was feeling. You said good. That's
You're
obviously
right.
shown
Nailed
on the
it.
Ice.
I was right.
He's played very well. He did have some comments about his back the other day, saying it's good enough to play. Has some people nervous, understandably. Tonight, Swayman, the kid back in. How's he doing? He's doing good?
Doing well. I warmed him up this morning, so he'll be ready to go. He's still been awesome, so everyone's confident in him. And I'm sure he'll be ready to rock.
What do you do to warm up? What do you give him a little extra what?
Top shelf? Like, when we go on the ice or pregame skate, you go with the goalie coach and you just throw like 15 at his blocker, 15 at his glove, yeah. a couple on the ice. But I wasn't usually the guy to do that because sometimes, my shots go awry. Like, I was warming up Tuukka one time and I'm supposed to be shooting glove and I rifle one like bar down, blocker side. He didn't like that. But I think I was pretty good this morning. I was probably like 95%, I think, hitting the right spots.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So it should be a good night for you tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to score one day.
You're talking about going to take a nap. How the hell do you nap before a game? I'd be petrified. I'd sleep in.
Really?
Yeah.
With an alarm.
Yeah, but I my nerves, man. I'm wired differently. But you guys, you're conditioned to do this. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just could never take a nap before the game. Like, okay, I just had my pregame meal. I'm going to go to nap.
Yeah. But you played at 1 and 4.
That's right. Yeah. We sucked when I played, too. That's a good point. Yeah. But, I mean, even on our night games, when we would have our random night games or a playoff game, big game,
yeah,
you would never, like, okay, we're going to leave, go back to stay at the hotel. I would just, like, get in the car, would go to the stadium 6 hours early and just hang out in the locker room. I could never sleep.
Well, my thing is that, like, after the game, I don't fall asleep till, like, 1:30, okay. 2:30. So then the next day, I'm like, if I wake up at, like, 8:30 or 9, I'm probably going to nap that day, too. So then you just get in a routine of, like, you have a nap time.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, 5 years old and then just keep doing it over and over again.
What do you think of Garrett Richards? I don't know if you've seen the Red Sox pitcher bitching about the cold weather, and he's never had a jacket in his 9-year career, but things aren't going well for him as a Red Sox pitcher. Do a little non-other sports thing here with Wags. Get him ready for the summer.
He said it's too cold out?
Yeah.
He said he's never been in a team.
Dealing with the elements last night. It was a little chilly.
He's 10 years into his career. He's never been on a team where he had to have a jacket ready because he's never had to work in one of these climates.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It sounds a bit soft.
A bit. He's going to be good this summer. I'm telling you. Wags is going to be good this summer.
I can't wait for your fill-in shifts this summer.
It's going to be great. Awesome.
I mean, it's spring, Blake. We all played when it was like snowing out in like Little League and stuff. Those are the fun games besides getting like frostbite. But, I don't know. Just comes with the territory, I guess.
Are you surprised by the Red Sox' good start?
Yeah, I am. Especially after that first weekend, but I've actually started watching a little now since they got hot. They're playing well, hitting the ball well.
It's a thing. Baseball's back.
I think a lot of people are. I think a lot of people are doing the same that ratings otherwise wouldn't be watching.
Yep.
I downloaded MLB The Show 21 on Xbox last night, so I'll start playing that.
Nice.
Being more familiar with the names in the league, that's what helped me when I was like little, play Xbox or PlayStation, then everybody in the league instead of like these random names that I've never seen before. But hopefully they stay hot.
Back when Zoe was playing, he would take the video game system on the road with him.
Yeah, we'd play.
And we've seen Red Sox players take their video game systems on the road with them. Do any hockey players do that?
Oh, yeah. I have my Xbox is sitting in front of me right now.
You do? Okay, you're one of those guys.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't before this year, and then this year, obviously, we are on lockdown.
It's addictive, man.
So, yeah.
It's addictive.
You're sort of stuck there with yourself and need to entertain yourself.
Yeah, so, like, to kill a couple hours, I'm going to play Xbox.
Nice. All right, then. Yeah. Well, Chris, good luck tonight.
Yeah, man. Keep it rolling.
Looking forward to it. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Wags.
Chris Wagner joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. He's a video game guy. He brings it with him.
Yeah,
on the road. He said he downloaded it last night.
Like game night today, game day. You played it. I just can never picture going to bed before the game. I couldn't do it. I'm not wired that way.
Yeah, but he brought some guys up a good point. He brought a good point. You, for the most part, were playing day games.
Yes.
I bet he's not napping when they're conditioned this time way. Start.
And then flying around after the games, you get in late.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he said, you know, you're just wired after the games. Your adrenaline's cranked up. Doesn't go to bed till 1:32.
All right, phone lines are open, 617-779-0985. Go nowhere. We'll get back to your calls next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter. You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
Just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know how I know everyone's enjoying the Red Sox season?
How do you know, Beetle?
Because they're coming up with all kinds of ways to dump on Garrett Richards. That's how I know. Derek writes in with stats on Eduardo Rodriguez to compare someone like Rodriguez to someone like Garrett Richards.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, the Red Sox 1-3 in Garrett Richards starts. He's responsible for 3 of the 7 Red Sox losses. Nearly half of the Red Sox losses have come in games with Garrett Richards on the mound. Compare that to Eduardo Rodriguez. I love this because you know I'm an E-Rod guy.
Yeah.
Red Sox record when they have E-Rod starting the game. In 2018, 19-4. In 2019, 26-8.
Jesus.
2020, missed the year due to COVID.
Yep.
This year, 3-0. So over the last 3 seasons that he played in, 18, 19, and now 21, the Red Sox would be 48-12 in his starts. Yeah, they're just winning at an 800 winning percentage. That's the clip they're at with him on the mound. It's pretty good. It's good. It speaks to him not burying his team the way Garrett Richards does.
Yeah.
The way others have
12-4 without him. Yeah. Again, the run differential in those games, and I know Maz had to tweet today, but you know,
yeah,
minus 10 when he plays and then or starts, I think plus 37, you know, with everybody else. So,
Nick writes in, he's an avid fan and listener.
That's good. We like
he
that.
He says, Richards sucks. He's a bum. Here's something to support it. He says, the last time he was even rotation worthy was at least 5 years ago, 2014, 2015 ish. He says he also took advantage of a putrid AL West division around that time. He says, and now over the past 5 years, he has pitched a total, total innings combined over 5 years, 197 innings. He pitched more innings in 2015 alone than he did in the last 5 seasons. And when he pitches a minimum of 50 innings in a season, he's had an ERA under 3 one time. He said he has led the league in wild pitches 3 times in the past 7 years. He spins that ball right past the catcher, Nick writes. And his strikeout-to-walk ratio is terrible, and he already leads the league in walks, including that one right out of the gate last night that pisses me off. You walk the first batter of the game on 4 pitches. Oh, boy. Here we go. Another night with Garrett Richards.
That's start. Yeah.
Here we go.
But like to those numbers, it tells you like, okay, he's not going to be the pitcher of old. And so again, like what is the time frame going to be? Because like you sort of need him, but you still have Tanner Houck. You could get him up and running.
You could if you cared about winning.
If you cared about winning. But again, there's 162 of these things. They have a plan.
Instead of trying to preserve service
time.
You
need to be careful, right.
You could just put winning ahead of everything. And have the best ball. Put your money and your contracts and your service time to the side, Heim Bloom, and do what's in the best interest of trying to win as many games as possible.
So we knew the upside with Tanner for the last couple weeks. But again, to what I said earlier in the show, do you think that the Red Sox sit there and look at this and say, we're kind of shockingly surprised where we're at right now?
Oh, yeah. And so that just is going to give Garrett Richards all the chances in the world to go out and suck.
And the fact the Yankees just can't get their heads out of their you-know-what yet.
Don't waste away more games with this guy. You know what you need to find right now is a phantom injury.
Yeah, the old Buchholz trick.
Oh, you know.
Clay Buchholz trick, yeah.
He tweaked a hammy.
Yeah, back.
His back is flaring up.
What do you think, know, Tyler? What do you think the next injury should be, Tyler?
Elbow soreness. Yeah. What is it? I don't know. His elbow's sore.
You don't want to say forearm because then all of a sudden people start thinking Tommy John. No, they need
one of those. Jeff in Nashua, what do you think of this guy?
Don't get me started, but I will. Garrett Richards, total lack of command. He never pitches in the cold. He's a zoo between the ears with hypersensitive rabbit ears. But I got to be clear for everybody, and I feel safe saying this since Hardy's not there. Garrett Richards is all Southern California. You know, from Riverside to Anaheim to San Diego, he's soft as poo with a bad attitude. A distinct difference from Northern California and the Bay in particular. But, Mark, I called because you disagreed with me the other day about baseball dropping the ball by not playing sooner last year. And I don't think you really necessarily disagreed with me. You said the TV product was awful last year, and yes. I don't disagree. The piped-in sound was brutal. And trying to recreate the fan experience rather than focusing on the game of baseball was just stupid. Baseball had the opportunity to be the only game in town, literally. And just as an example, this is put forward to me by my famous Jameis, my West Coast public information super specialist, the superintendent of Grass Alley Golf Club and the longtime host of the Oakland Masters, UFC. The UFC figured that out. They were the only game in town.
That's not fair.
Casual fans.
Jeff, they could not have been playing games at this time last year.
But they could have earlier than they did, Mark.
By how much?
They were bickering
by how many weeks?
About money.
3 or 4 weeks?
They were bickering about money, and they were just little babies. And they had no, you know, zero situational awareness when they really could have done a big public service.
How much time? A month? 3 weeks? What are we talking?
Well, at this point, we can all second guess, but they figured it out early enough that they could all put them into separate booths up in the luxury suites. They figured it out.
They did. But we had this argument a year ago when it was going on. Because Jim Lout was big on the baseball should take advantage of no one else playing right now. What would their head start have been? It wasn't more than a month. It may have been like 3 weeks.
They couldn't have got it together barely by the beginning of June when they started talking about it.
So for 20 days, they would have been the only game in town. And you know what would have happened during those 20 games? The same thing that Jeff and I agree on. Bad TV product. People weren't into it. People were not watching. When baseball started last year, they weren't watching.
COVID cancellations.
Yeah.
COVID cancellations. Shut down. They're going to shut the league down.
I think it's a bad second guess. The product last year was not good in the regular season. The product this year, I think, has done a 180. And people have recognized it, and people are watching the game again.
Yeah, because I think players, too, aren't worrying about, you know, the outside factors like we were worrying about everything a year ago. I think we feel better mentally where everything is heading. So you can sort of get out there, do your craft. You need to be good at what you do. These are high-end, you know, athletes that, you know, can't have stuff dwelling on their mind, worrying about families. Am I staying away from them? To the point now, you just cut it loose, go out and play. And I think that's why you're getting better product, too.
Tyler, do you think that baseball nationally, I know we're biased locally because the Red Sox are decent, do you think nationally there are more eyeballs on baseball at the start of this year than in the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, Karabas had numbers too.
Does he?
Today. Yeah, he had a tweet earlier.
Milliken.
I guess baseball's dying, huh? Not so much.
Is baseball having a resurgence this year?
It feels like it. You look at the MLB TV information that came out, and they said these are some of the best ratings they've had in the best 20 years. Overall, you know, let's see it last throughout the season. It's nice right now with everyone being excited, but I think baseball is on the way to cleaning up the brand a little bit. There's a long way to go, and they could completely destroy it with the CBA negotiations this winter.
I'm waiting for that because it would be so baseball to have a good year and have people sort of drawn back to the game and then blow it up with a labor dispute. That would be baseball, both owners and players.
See, and that's what Karabas' point was today, too, as far as expanding it even more. And imagine if you put more eyeballs on it to the 20-year point Tyler was making. You know, the 18-day period is the most people watch in 20 years. Karabas said, imagine if they actually lifted those blackout restrictions.
Right. Know, let the Red now. Sox be on MLB.tv locally.
Because as much as people are watching now, making the effort to go out of your way and watch it now, imagine if you actually did the right thing and raised those damn restrictions.
But the problem is that the teams in many situations have full ownership or partial ownership of the networks they are on. And we see that with the Red Sox.
Stand out. People do
you think the Red Sox are going to give up their exclusive negotiation with themselves on NESN and the money that they rake in from fees on every cable box that they're tied to?
That is a good point.
Those fees are ridiculous what they make off of that. They don't even have, they don't care about their ratings. In the day-to-day, they care about the ratings over the course of a few years when they have to go and renegotiate those fees.
We're talking about survival of the sport, though, too. Like, that's that helps it.
They don't care. They care about the here and now and the short term.
Yeah.
Do you think John Henry cares where baseball is in 20 years?
He almost killed soccer over in England. Like, that's, no.
Forget 20 years. Do you think he cares about it where it's going to be in 10 years?
No. You know what else, too, we didn't follow up on that video? When they're getting out of the car and he's getting heckled by the BBC reporter. Not heckled, but, hello, Mr. Henry, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry.
He's he's going into Fenway Park. So he walks in the corridor where he always gets out of his car, goes in. She gets out. She's carrying a dog. They both take a right. Security goes left. Next thing you know, Henry's going left. And then here she comes about 10 stops behind going left. They didn't even know what entrance to go in. Like the awareness of everything. Just it's classic. Classic John Henry.
That's what they all say. Classic Henry.
Just walking in and he went in the wrong door. Oh, nope. This way, John. This way.
There he is, pulling a Henry.
There he is.
He Henry'd it.
Any idea what the hell he's talking about? Any idea?
Watch the video of him getting out of his car.
Okay, we will. We'll definitely do that.
They go in the wrong door. Like, the security's leading them to the left. They go right, and then he makes a hard left back.
Craig's in the car. Craig?
Gentlemen, I'm very excited to actually have a watchable season this year. Kudos to the Red Sox for putting up all these people. I had no idea about. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but enough. If they're good, I'm going to watch it. It's been exciting baseball. Now, I know everyone makes fun of Chaim Bloom and the Moneyball situation. Did he actually strike gold with this? Did the stats of the nerds, to the geeks, did they find the correct group of guys? I mean, minus Garrett Richards because he's a bum, but your thoughts?
No, I don't think he did. In fact, I think the guys that are carrying this team are all guys that were here and have been established here and don't necessarily fit a Moneyball type of value mold. No, I don't think so.
Any formula that tells you that Garrett Richards is worth $10 million is not the right formula.
Oh, I almost said a bad word. I was going to say a shiitake mushroom formula is what I was going to say. No, it doesn't make any sense that a formula created this. The guys that are carrying this team were here. The guys that are here are good players. Moneyball didn't tell you to have Xander Bogaerts on the roster. Moneyball definitely didn't tell you to re-sign Nathan Eovaldi.
Or Chris Hill.
Okay, those are Dave Dombrowski formulas. The guys that were here, JD Martinez is helping carry that. Now, he's a nerd in a different sense. He's a launch angle nerd.
That's different.
It is different.
Yeah.
It's different than a front office nerd, for sure. Headlines with McCone. More of your calls are next. Today's takeaways coming up, 150.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Is this for Garrett Richards? No jacket required.
Yes.
Nailed it, Zoe. Nailed it.
Yes. Finish strong, Beetle. Finish strong Friday is tomorrow.
Finish strong Friday coming up tomorrow. Might have a big announcement on that front coming soon.
That'd be awesome. Everybody wants to finish strong on a Friday. McCone, that was electric, your temperature right there. Just read.
Felt good. O'Reilly Auto
Parts. Not your best of the day.
No.
No.
You in tomorrow, McCone?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Right. I don't feel like we've heard from him much.
I'm going to shine up the tires tonight.
Yeah?
I'll show them off for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Okay.
Shine them up. Make them look nice.
Run it through and then just a little spray detail.
finishing up with some thoughts from you at 617-779-0985. Some other thoughts on email. Here's one from Joe, who's in Florida. He says, Florio says what? Cam is the new Trent Dilfer? Is that the point he's trying to make?
Oh, now all of a sudden he's a top 15 quarterback in the league. He's going to be a top 15 quarterback.
Good enough to win the Super Bowl? Yeah. Is he the new Trent Dilfer?
But they got to him.
Joe also says, in his opinion, the Tampa game will be Sunday night football after Thanksgiving. That could be like a, you know, long weekend.
And I agree. It's they're gonna put that sucker in a nice spot.
Right.
Yeah.
And that could be one of the nice twists. Gary right. said, is the twist possibly that there are only two? He says two primetime games. No shot.
No shot. No. This is a destination twist.
It's gonna be five primetime games again. Remember last year when I told you that was going to happen? You guys thought I was crazy.
Yeah, Volan enjoys the trip.
Would that be a nice twist for fans? Less primetime games?
I would think so. I think fans have had enough of dealing with Sunday night games, Monday night games. I think fans do enjoy a nice 1 or 4 o'clock.
Well, when you're 7-9, you know what you do? You get your ass put in 1 o'clock games. Ask the Buffalo Bills that. They've
well,
been that for many
maybe
years.
Maybe the nice twist is 1 o'clock home games.
Ooh.
I know the team has even talked about it in recent years, that they would like to get more 1 o'clock home games.
Well, you got the additional Dallas game at the end of the year.
They feel like they've got the best fans and a better situation for everything, 1 o'clock home games. I like 1 o'clock home games. I don't know about you. I like those.
Yeah, I do too.
Do I get to come to the games again this year?
That's a good question.
Are they going to let me back in?
It'd be on stadium. Yeah. Number of people in the booth.
I mean, can we get our crew back together and have everybody back in our booth?
It'd be nice. It really would.
I'll wear a mask.
I think from the working aspect of it, I think it works well on game day. Everybody helps each other.
617-779-0985. We go to Tom in New Hampshire.
Quick here, since Louth has developed this corporate role, it'd be more of sort of that overseeing things, more so to speak.
Do I kick him out?
No, I don't want to kick him out. I'm just like, now you got to like really be wary. Like, hey, watch Jim's there.
I'd kick him out. See you later.
Somebody with some pop.
See, Tom thought he was on the air. I said
Tom's
name.
Go ahead, Tom. Do it again.
Tom, we're going to need you to start over. Start the call over, bud. Sorry about that. Blame Zoe.
All right. I think that we need to bring in bring somebody up because we have 14 pitchers and three guys on the bench. I think we should bring somebody like Chavis or Duran or get a free agent with some pop so we can have a pinch hitter in the later innings. You know, too many guys bat around 200.
Well, you don't like Renfro? You're not enjoying the Renfro experience?
Well, there's a couple guys. I mean, but I think we could use, I mean, Chavis was popping the ball in spring training. So I think we could maybe have, you know, one more guy. We don't need 14 pitchers.
You also don't need another guy that just swings from his ass, by the way. I don't know.
How many home runs Dahlbeck have? 20 yet? All right, he's going to hit 20, 30 home runs.
Cody's in Nashua. Hey, Cody.
Hey, gentlemen. So my old dying joke was I'm 33, which isn't that old, but I used to say I'm the youngest baseball fan I know. And the thing that kids love these nowadays is video games. And that MLB The Show, by the way, I play it. It's fun as hell. And kids nowadays are getting into baseball solely because of that video game.
Wasn't there a problem, Cody, a couple of years ago where it was only available on one system? Have they resolved that?
They just made it available for every single system. And it's wicked dorky, but I'm in a league and it's huge because like my friends from Vancouver can play on Xbox with me. So it's gotten bigger.
So
you're like my 11-year-old. That's nice.
An MLB The Show league. Milliken, are you in a league? You play in one of these leagues?
I used to be really into it. I'm not going to lie. Diamond Dynasty, which is the main mode that everyone plays, where you kind of build your team. It teaches you the legends. Like, you can play with, like, 2007 rookie Dustin Pedroia. Or you can play with, you know, prime Mickey Mantle. Or you can play with today's players.
You seem like more of a Dungeons & Dragons type.
Way above my head.
Like, let's go slay the dragon as it flies around with hot air coming out of its mouth.
That's how Wagner, he just talked about it. He plays Xbox. They just got the game this year.
That's what he said, yeah. That's how he's going to help learn the names of it.
He said, I want to learn the league. I want to learn the players. I'll do that through playing the game.
How about those PS5 graphics, buddy, huh?
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. I could sit down and watch my kid kill people all day on that shooting game.
I know Tom's marking the tape right then and there. It's a good fake promo there.
What's the name of it? The kids all play it.
Call of Duty?
Call, thanks, Tim. Yes. Right after the program.
I got your back.
Attaboy. Called the Call of Duty graphics on the PS5.
Yeah?
Oh. I'm like, whoa, watch out. Shoot him. Yeah. I like going to the arcade and playing that big dinosaur game with him, too.
A lot of people saying Tampa at New England Thanksgiving night could be a twist.
Bad matchup. Bad night.
Oh, it's going to be a bad matchup.
Trip the fan. You think?
But Cohen, who's going to win that game?
Brady by a million.
Jesus.
I cannot.
All you got to do is mention Brady and McCone's personality. It just gets heightened to another level. They're running back. They're running it back.
Oh, yeah.
All 22 starters return. When does that ever happen? All 22 return.
Tom and Milford wanted to know if you heard anything about the rule change on helmets this year.
Yes.
You told me off the air you'd not heard anything on the rule change for helmets.
It's been quiet on that.
That does not have to go through the competition committee, though.
Okay.
So that doesn't go through the same process.
Yeah.
That's sort of the league will make a determination on whether or not they want to keep the rule.
Okay.
So that could still happen.
All right.
The league did not make that change for 2020, despite it being discussed. I think more players and coaches, I know Bruce Arians has talked about it. I know Derrick Henry has talked about that in the past. I think some Patriots players may have brought it up that they can't wear the white helmet anymore.
Right.
I think you might see a change.
Well, the problem is, too, you got to get used to two helmets and break them in. That becomes a problem, too. So you get used to that one helmet. Like, I don't want to put a brand new helmet on just for one game. That hurts my head. It gives me a headache by the end of the second quarter. That's an interesting point, though, with the caller earlier on the number change and the ability of these players. And the fact Brady has already commented on get ready for some bad football and how it's going to hurt blocking. So there you got a guy that's already got awareness on this. And I'm sure they're going to have to beat it into their offense, right? And his blocking scheme up front.
Yep.
He'll be all over it. I wonder how much it's going to hurt young quarterback play in the league. Young ones. Because if you got the good young ones coming,
they're coming from college. They're not old men like Tom Brady.
They got enough on their plate pointing out 3-3-5. Yeah, okay.
Ask Brady, did you have a problem with this at Michigan? Or can you not remember because you're so old now?
Forgot.
Well, at that point, it was him and Drew Henson, right?
Oh, he forgot the downs in Chicago last
year. Yeah. Mentally, not there.
All right.
To the degree he once was.
Sharpen up, kid. Yeah. He'll be ready.
Here's a baseball email from Anthony who said, let's be honest, Beetle. Have you ever heard the stat crush quotient? I haven't. Apparently, it's a stat now. A useless stat. This is the crap these nerds make up to justify their jobs, and I can't do it anymore. He screenshotted us a tweet from Buster at ESPN.
Why can't nerds just be accountants?
It says, MLB leaders in crush quotient. Total bases per 100 swings. You know about this stuff, Milliken? You know about crush quotient?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Of course you are.
Jesus Christ.
Never heard of CQ?
CQ. Well, J.D. Martinez is 7th on the list, and Xander Bogaerts is 8th on the list, with crush quotients of 32.7 and 32.2. I mean, I see guys at the top of the list like Acuna and Trout, so I see that and say, those guys are awesome. Those are amazing players. J.D. and Bogaerts, 7 and 8, they must be good, huh? Why did I need this stat to tell me those things? Why?
You should know that, right?
Even
you watch them through 17 or 19 games, you know that those two guys are hitting the baseball. And Xander is coming on now with power.
Even as an analytic guy, if you scroll down Fangraphs long enough, you'll start seeing you don't need it all. You don't need it
all. Of course I don't.
But a lot of it is helpful, especially on the pitching side of the ball.
Who's using crush quotient? Tell me, is that a thing?
That's a pretty frequently used stat. Or a metric, I should say.
And by the way, the screen grabs of your tweets, Milliken, coming our way is impressive.
Told you.
Tyler Milliken on Twitter, @ Tyler Milliken _.
I have a lot of them if anybody needs help.
He's got one from February. I mean, I got a screen grab of a tweet of yours from February that has the breakout player of the year for the Red Sox, Franchi Cordero. How's that going so far?
He's had some big moments.
Oh, you know, God.
It hasn't all come together, but he's had some big moments. What's the tweet say?
What's his crush quote?
It was your predict your MLB team season. Record, Cy Young, MVP, and the breakout player. Your reliever of the year was Hernandez.
Yep, sticking with that.
Okay. Comeback player of the year, JD. That works. MVP Xander, that could very well happen. He's gotten off to a good start. Now he's hitting home runs too. Cy Young, Nathan Eovaldi, okay, all good. But your breakout player was Franchi.
Listen, lately he's been cold, but if I were to tell you, you know, 2 months ago that Franchi Cordero was going to have a couple different big moments in the first month of the season, you'd be like, all right, things are not starting off terribly. He hasn't been awful. He hasn't been great either. It's a very up and down. We need to see the power.
And then
your reaction to his catch against the wall.
All caps, Franchi Cordero with another great play in left field.
Yeah.
Was like he has a cannon. That's his second outfield assist of the season.
Hashtag thank you, Kyne Bloom.
Yermin Mercedes was the guy running on that play. He checks in at 5'11 and 245. He's not exactly
a burner.
Fleet of foot.
It was a great throw, though. It was. Listen.
And he got the guy by approximately 6 feet.
Yes.
I mean, he was way
it's like we're watching Mookie out there.
It was a nice throw.
It's like we're watching Mookie out there.
Listen, two outfield assists first month of the season. Andrew Benintendi wasn't doing that, so let's start there. That's more outfield assist than Andrew Benintendi has this year.
Milliken is the president of the Franchi Cordero fan club.
You just have to look at him with context for what he is.
You're like a Cam Newton defender.
Oh, don't even. Don't disrespect me like
thing,
that.
Dude. It's over.
No, it is not.
It is. I'm really getting sick now.
You know how Carrabas has had the Red Sox are good tweets? Red Sox are good. Yeah. You should have the Franchi Cordero is good tweets for now, and hopefully it all comes to fruition for you as the breakout player of the year. Let's get to the takeaways.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I want you to embrace the warm upcoming months. It's freezing out there today, but it is coming, baby. 82 next week, and they wanted you to do it with a new and healthier you. It all starts with one call or form fill out at awaken180weightloss.com. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Let's start with this. Jake in Boston today.
Jesus.
His call took a weird turn.
John Boy had the Astros with the buzzers in 2019, which MLB has denied and I think is crap because I think there's a lot of smoke there, which means there's a fire there. The Astros made a mistake, though, because those buzzers were all above the waist. And there's been a lot of technology improvements where if Alex Cora had a year and he's looking at Wi-Fi's gotten better, Bluetooth's gotten better, all of a sudden, Alex Cora can probably plant devices on his hitters and have someone within the Red Sox buzz them 60 feet away.
Where do you think they put the buzzers? Where do you think the buzzers are located?
Feet.
Have you seen the movie The Ugly Truth, boys? Katherine Heigl? There was a vibrating undergarment. You could do it that way.
So maybe they've got the vibrating panties there for the Red Sox players.
Vibrating cups. You could vibrating cup. Yeah, vibrating sex toys are a big market right now, guys.
What is wrong with his call today? He's a little loosey-goosey there.
He sure was. Vibrating sex toy sales on the rise, says Jake in Boston. Oh, my. Still thinks Alex Cora is cheating, that the Red Sox can't be this good without it. They must be cheating.
I don't think so.
No?
No, not to get busted that way.
T-Bone also put together my flubs today.
Oh.
Real issue. Real speech impediment happening here on the show in live, real time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Beal's got swollen
time. I'm shot mentally.
Yeah.
Wow. McCone from the top roof. From the roof. From the rope. From the top rope comes McCone.
Jesus.
Damn. The competition committee... Has a limit. I can't speak. Wrong. Am I okay? Am I having a stroke here? So running backs, receivers, tight ends, defensive backs, and linebackers all now allowed to wear single-digit jersey numbers. And I think it's going to be weird. So you start talking.
You don't even want to talk anymore.
I can't. I need to take like a...
Is your tongue swollen?
I don't know what's going on.
What did you have for a snack? You got a nice email there from the first base side of it.
I did. Yes, yeah, Spencer saying the spin rate was off the charts as the ball sailed into the 15th row. I keep doing it, so.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're going to wind up in Providence, man.
Now you're it's mentally going to get in your head where you're going to start doing it.
It is. I'm super conscious of what I'm saying now.
Yep. Super tongue-tied beetle.
I'm tongue-tied
today.
It's a
new segment we're going to do every week.
Hope for a better day tomorrow.
Yeah,
by the way, great news.
What?
Next week on the Baseball Hour with Tony Maz, they'll be giving away copies of MLB The Show 21.
Oh, my God.
All week long next week.
Get the kids listening.
On the Baseball Hour.
Yeah.
So tune in and win a copy of that. That'll be terrific.
Sounds good. We'll be back tomorrow. Finish strong Friday, baby.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Let's go.
Macone, we'll see you then. Shine those tires.
Wake up, Macone.
I got you.
All right, Spider. See you, Zo.
I'll shine shoes no more.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Story.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Maz.
Yeah, Maz, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Maz.
It's time for Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger Maserati coming to you on a Thursday, April 22nd. We're from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Dorchester. Maz and Murray alongside, brought to you as a presenting sponsor by DraftKings, both on 98.5, the FM dial, and the simulcast, where we beam across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us anytime on the app or online, 98.5thesportshub.com. Anthony, how you doing?
Good, you?
I'm peachy. Thank you so much. You know what's coming in a week?
Yeah, the draft.
The draft 1 week from today. 1 week from today.
Isn't that unbelievable?
1 week from today. Would you say maybe the most important Patriots draft we've had in some time?
Oh, yes, no question. I mean, I feel like they get, in fact, I feel the closer we get to it, the more important it is, for crying out loud. I think the last couple have been important, but this one's huge. This one is. It's huge. And not just because of the whole quarterback thing.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.